Last week, the doors closed on Erlanger Western Carolina Hospital's Labor and Delivery Unit in Murphy. Here's what that means for the region. The closure was announced abruptly last month as the number of births at the hospital had been declining the last 5 years. Mayor Rick Ramsey of Murphy says he understands the decision because it was based solely on numbers.
There's not enough predictable births that would happen at the hospital to sustain and maintain staff and the cost of doing so.
Erlanger, a Chattanooga-based health system, purchased Murphy Medical Center in 2017. It's now the only nonprofit hospital west of Asheville and was the westernmost labor and delivery unit. Now the closest maternity services in North Carolina are over 60 miles away in Sylva, though some hospitals in Georgia and Tennessee are closer as both states border Cherokee County. Ramsey explains that about half of the women in the county went to other hospitals to deliver, so he isn't concerned about a lack of access to health care.
We're all scoring well in what is needed for additional industries to come in.
The closure is a part of a national trend of labor and delivery units closing. Western North Carolina has certainly felt it, says Dr. Brian Hodge.
With Erlanger closing in the past, in the past 5 years now, we've had 6 labor decks close services.
Hodge is director of rural initiatives at the Mountain Area Health Education Center, or MAHEC. The regional organization recruits and trains medical practitioners to rural areas. Hodge is very concerned about what the closure means for Western North Carolina.
I do think that the services were more essential there than a lot of our other closures in the region.
Hospitals in nearby Georgia and Tennessee have become an alternative for mothers. More babies being born out of state isn't good, says Hodge.
It's not close enough. I think that there is further distance and there are issues going across state lines.
Erlanger has been focused on recruiting primary care doctors. Hodge says that is important, but so are women's health services.
I think that it's really well known in the literature at this point that if a woman is traveling more than 30 miles for care, that the outcomes are a lot worse.
Hodge says that there are 4,000 women of childbearing age in Cherokee County and another 2,000 in Graham and Clay. They also relied on Erlanger's maternity services. Stephanie Johnson is the director of the Clay County Health Department.
You can't bring in enough revenue to pay your doctors and your staff, you know, a business, and it is what it is. But, you know, looking at the human aspect, it's never easy to hear.
Johnson says the county depends on the medical care in Murphy, since there is no hospital in Clay County. Johnson says Cherokee County also operated the maternal programs for Clay County mothers, because all of the OBGYNs were there. The counties are still working out what they're going to do.
As a public health service, you know, we really need to start looking at how we can fill in those gaps and what we can do to make sure that our families are taken care of.
One of the main reasons cited for the lack of babies being born at Erlanger is the advancing age of the region's residents. Sarah Jane Melton is director of the region's Area Agency on Aging. She says all of the westernmost counties have more people over the age of 65 than under 17.
So that has been true in Cherokee County going on probably 5 years or longer. But now it is true for every county in the region.
Dr. Brian Hodge sums it up by looking at these closures of women's health services as a systemic issue.
I think we're going to have to confront these challenges in a more aggressive manner in upcoming years if we really care about our marginalized populations, if we really care about our communities that are more rural and have less resources.
Erlanger will close its OBGYN offices at the end of the month. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.